Welcome back, students. In chapter 21, let us try to cover up some elements related to procurement offshore outsourcing. What is procurement offshore outsourcing and what are those elements and the details, the way it is being looked at? Objective of this particular chapter is, you know, try to understand the concept of procurement outsourcing. How do we do it? What is the concept behind that? What are the benefits and why this option is more on rise? Why in today's scenario, this activity is much on higher side comparative to the previous, era. Nowadays, outsourcing is more, you know, talked subject, and then most of the places, most of the organization prefer to go for an outsourcing in many elements. Continuing cost pressure drive the companies to do more with less, and procurement occupies more of their spotlight. What does it mean is, there is a cost pressure within the organization, you know, it looks for rather than producing, it's going more for procurement and spending more time on procurement and procurement occupies their time and the elements which they are, you know, looking for what best we can derive out of these processes. Companies would like to see a renewed focus on their core business. It means looking what this company's strategy and policy stands for. How do we look at our core activities rather than doing the sub activities? Many companies are outsourcing, that is, they are moving a number of back office operation overseas. This you can see in many US based companies are outsourcing their back office function to India, Philippines, like where English speaking people are, you know, much and available for better knowledge and capability as well as the pricing point of view. One significant area of opportunity is outsourcing procurement overseas, especially to the developing countries. India is one of the developing countries we all are aware of. The factors making it compelling are competitive labor costs. One of the thing is available labor forces with adequate knowledge and capability, and also the cost which is driving them to force to go out of their country for, you know, outsourcing. Availability of an English speaking and highly educated workforce, you know, there is a huge number of human resources, those can, you know, speak the multi language options, as well as they are highly educated workforce available, you know, globally. Advanced infrastructure in today's internet world, a lot of technology is available and it is more advanced in nature, and the infrastructure can be established much quickly in a better, you know, cost and price. Supply base advantage, these are all very specific that certain kind of elements and products are available, you know, in a country more and abundant, so naturally this supply base advantage is always there, and number of supplier also available in large numbers. Government support of the service industry, lot of services, you know, which are, you know, exported, or it is being, you know, given as a backup function. The government support that kind of activity because it brings in lot of foreign currencies and foreign money into the company. Procurement outsourcing is the transfer of specified key procurement activity relating to sourcing and supplier management to a third party for optimizing activities and to focus on its core competency. We discussed about it because in any activity where we can eliminate the non-value added activities and minimize it, twice it can become a lean and also it is more cost effective. So most of the company prefer to do certain activity like financial activity, customer support or any product brochure information sharing or interacting with the customer for some kind of service. It is always being outsourced rather than doing in-house. It also gives the immense capability within the organization to use their resources and capabilities towards building competencies towards core business activities. Procurement categorization and vendor management of indirect materials and services are typically the most popular outsourced activity. It's very explicit and it's natural. if it's an indirect material and services which can easily be, you know, outsourced rather than of, you know, involving our people you know, to do that activity. For an example, buying outsourcing third party outsourcing for security, that can be easily outsourced as a part of service, or some of the materials which are a product available off the shelf, and these are all branded one and easily can be procured. So it is based on that procurement policy rather than of having a supplier for that or intermediaries to get in activity. Then outsourced procurement teams allow companies to benefit immediately from experienced procurement specialist support and expertise. It means a lot of specialized and activities related to procurement. And there are companies providing those, you know, capability as a service. It is natural that we can go and benefit and obtain those facilities directly rather than of creating our own capability towards that. If it is a one-time activity, naturally it can be an outsourced activity rather than of doing in-house. And also doing a few activities through outsourcing of services, naturally we obtain our own experience by doing and doing this activity through the outsourcing agency, and also we can create our own, you know, capability towards that to identify the right outsourcing companies. Outsourced procurement is an available solution for company. What exactly it does mean is who do not have internal competencies. There are possibilities certain procurement activity requires certain specific skill set. If it is not available in-house and the competencies are, you know, inadequate, it is naturally that we can look for companies those people are offering. One of the example which we can quote is, you know, statutory requirements like, you know, sales tax, or it is insurance, or it is legal requirements. It can easily be obtained by the competent people offering those services rather than of having our own internal competency towards that activity. Who want quick benefits from procurement actions such as cost reduction, suppliers and contract management? It is possible. Necessarily some of the company wants to have quick benefits from procurement action and get best of pricing and cost reduction from the supplier and the contract management. It is easy to, you know, go with the people, those who are offering those services as an agent or intermediaries or consultants. We can get a better pricing of those services. Who have internal procurement expertise but want to outsource activity on specific areas like indirect materials and services. We spoke about this in previous slides as well. The activity which is not adding value directly to the product, but it's a secondary activities. Naturally, this kind of indirect materials and services can be outsourced. One of the example, again, we quoted the services which are security, or transportation, which needs its own specialized skill set and knowledge and capability. It is being offered as a service from another third party outsourcing agency. It is natural we can go and hire it rather than creating those capability within the organization. Who consider procurement as a non-strategic, non-core functions and want to have it to be managed by a procurement service provider? Certain activities like, you know, companies are procuring materials from another manufacturing supplier, and then after that the value addition is there is not much of a value addition, but rather than only packaging activities happening or certain kind of distribution is happening, it is more strategic of the company rather than of, you know, doing those activity in house. It can be easily procured as a service from any service providers available offering that kind of support. Want to quickly develop a procurement function to deliver savings and to develop internally in midterm. If any startup company they want to focus more on a product development and activity and keeping this procurement as a sub activity naturally and also gain in midterm, it is natural that we can look for this kind of services available and look at cost savings on deliveries to avoid any investment at the initial stage is one example. If there are many possibility in similar way. There are categories on procurement, then let us look at that specific categories. Direct procurement, direct categories are all goods purchased by the company which directly enter into the production process of that company. It means any inputs or components or any other services related to a final product which goes directly to the product costing, which is, you know, part of a direct procurement. In the category indirect procurement, categories are all goods and services that are bought by the company to enable this activity. Again, a quote of, you know, security services, IT support, or some of the examples which this kind of services can be outsourced because it doesn't go directly into production but add some kind of value to run the business and operations. What type of things we can say that it includes for this indirect activity is marketing related services, media buying agency, going for an advertisement activity or promoting an event management. It can be easily outsourced as we don't have, we may not have that kind of competency as well as equipment required to do this activity. IT related services, you know, related to hardware and software maintenance and the breakdown maintenance and service maintenance, etc., can be hired from the IT service providers. HR related services, many companies are providing now HR solutions and support. These companies identify and narrow down the candidate based on your requirement, and they are more skilled to identify the right people and before you know placing in front of you. So you can look at this kind of recruitment agency and then recruiting of people. And similarly, a training one thing which need a one time or same training to be extended to multiple people, we can hire training services and integrate as part of our overall process development, and so as we can bring these services from a third party, those can provide help to train internally our people and our system. Facilities management and office services, as I say, housekeeping, telecom facility, furniture management, catering and canteen facilities, printing, some of the stuff which we are talking about. And then the utility is more towards electricity, gas and water, which are normally procured from the third party, which is not being generated internally unless you have some solar panel systems for certain activity. Naturally, this kind of utilities are higher procured directly without of direct investment. Specialized procurement service providers are dedicated to procurement and have developed a strong expertise mainly in indirect. Many specialized procurement services are available in India, mostly of the like indirect services, like security services, third party operation of transportation, logistics, warehouse management. This kind of the service providers are available in abundant in India and of course globally. So it is easier to procure than of having all those facilities within our system. Several consulting companies offer procurement outsourcing services in a limited manner, mainly focused on strategic inputs or recommendation. A lot of consulting companies, big consulting companies offering an outsourcing services like managing their example, like managing their financial activity like billing, collection, validation, check payment, then payroll, etc. This kind of consulting services are available and it are more in strategic nature. The procurement offshore outsourcing is shaping up as the next big trend in supply management. It's a trend, as we said, it is now companies are looking towards, reducing the costs, or the trend is towards going for offshore outsourcing. In this new development towards outsourcing, white collar service sectors work overseas. It's like the geography or the location is no more now a constraint, because technology is so it is much easier from wherever you are operating for any company across globe. For an example, like here we are quoting, the Philippines has emerged as one of the leading destinations for outsourcing activity. Why so? Procurement of offshore outsourcing is on the rise of many compelling reasons. Many thing reasons, as I said. One is the cost. Second is available this kind of non-value addition activities as outsourcing option. Procurement service providers like TransProcure in Asia offer cost competitiveness because it's it can bring best of the price offers which we can get in from the market rather than having our own facility and people around. Human resource scalability. It is much easier to get more number of people or more knowledge of particular subject are available very quickly from this kind of service providers. Domain experts. For an example, is an IT hosting server hosting facility which is available. Domain expert, and easily we can go and hire it rather than having the facility and also hiring an expert will be more costlier affair for managing activities. Economies of scale. If it is large, if this kind of things are being outsourced, and also the economics of scale, it means if we can increase or decrease depends upon the way you want, and rather than sticking to one investment and one people and then fluctuating demand or requirements forcing us to think strategically. So in this kind of scenario, it is much easier to go and get third party service providers rather than looking at our own internal facility. Technology. Technology, certain kind of technology is now available easily as an offer. So you can go and get those offers based on our need rather than creating and identifying new technologies within our system. Category expertise. There are very specific expertise related to certain category or segments. So we can look for those kind of capability with those kind of category. One example here is again transportation is one category on which we can look for multiple service providers options and expertise available. So we can look for that outsourcing. Internal purchasing office infrastructure, international purchasing office available. Globally, so as you don't require a person to sit in one place. For an example, we are procuring material from say Australia, and it is much easier to have using international purchase office infrastructure available in Australia to buy our requirement from the vendor located in Australia. So this kind of purchasing office infrastructure is available globally, so we can exploit these options to reduce our overall cost and still get the best out of available in the world. When several global companies have outsourced some back office operations and decide to increase their deployment, procurement offshore outsourcing will be merely the next logical expansions of the business process outsourcing. What does it mean? Little elaborating that. Many global companies have outsourced some back office operations. As I say, call center operation, which is highly in demand, and companies in the world like Philippines, India is all running in the forefront of providing manpower resources and capability, knowledge, etc. through this kind of office. So it is natural that we can look for this kind of options, and then it is more of a logical expansion of the business process outsourcing. Why outsource procurement, first of all? That is the basic question. Of course, we dwell upon that subject in the previous slides and previous parts as well. Support future growth of business and direction. It means spending more time on business growth and core activities rather than of non-value addition activity of doing procurements of indirect materials, etc. Transition under performing assets are processed to neutral third parties that can deliver greater economies of scale, process efficiencies, and enhance domain expertise. So what some of the facility which we may need require large infrastructure requirement, which may be higher than what we need, and the efficiency if we operate with will be not optimal. So it is natural that look for certain neutral third parties who can provide those facilities and efficiencies that will enhance and also bring in their domain expertise. So naturally it is ideal to go for this kind of transition underperforming assets. underperforming assets. Reduce cost and turn fixed assets to variable cost. Reduce the cost is very focused on materials management activity. So it is not only reducing the cost and also turn fixed assets to variable cost. So how do we do that? Those process steps are being reviewed critically internally, and then we decide whether to have it or go for third party service providers. Process and domain expertise, which we say it is particularly important one, and this kind of services are mainly available for IT related activities where you need a domain expertise, which and process related to that kind of activities related to hosting, support, service, maintenance, etc. It is much easier to get the domain expertise in that kind of service providers rather than of developing only those limited area expertise within the organization. Focus on core competencies, yes, and again and again, and we are repeating. Our company's focus is more today towards working on competency to develop our own market and business rather than spending non-value added activities within, which are also available in a better pricing and better efficiency elsewhere. Extend supply base globally. As we said, in a globe become now smaller in perspective of extending our horizon beyond our country, and then it also applicable the vendor supplier and our supply base and also our customer base. It is natural that this kind of thing can be easily outsourced to manage efficiently. Labor cost from developing countries is significantly competitive. Philippines has only 1/5 of US rates. It means the labor, the experience and knowledge and competency of this labor are cheaper by almost 1/5 of what the same labor and same level of job performance requirement in US rates. Philippines has a 94% literacy rate. Some countries are almost 100% literacy rate. So natural, their capability towards converse with the language globally acceptable, like in English. So as the literacy level also bring in more of resources, mainly human resources with knowledge and competencies, which can be easily hired. An example he has quoted again is Philippines. Philippines has an educational system that provides more than 4 lakh new graduates every year, of which over half hold IT, engineering, commerce diplomas. It exactly says it's in a combination of various competencies, starting from IT, then engineering, and then of course there is business knowledge like commerce related activities. These kind of diplomas are available, and almost every year they are bringing out with almost 4 lakhs of new graduates, which are available at a lower price and at the best of competency and knowledge related to outsourcing. Philippines are schooled in American English. Their English language skills are second to none in developing world. So their competency, the way that the diction, the understanding, the skill of the grammar and the skill of English language is very, very high. It is natural that developing countries is Philippines is one of the best country offering this kind of knowledge base. Philippines shares cultural, business and legal practices with the US, which allow for quick understanding and adjustment for MNCs. Multinational companies prefer where the culture and business and legal practices are very similar to their country. It is natural that it is easy to adapt that kind of outsourcing to other countries. Example here again, Philippines. available infrastructure at competitive rates. As we are bringing, as Philippines is bringing in number of graduates and educated in various categories of business skills and knowledge, so natural the availability of infrastructure as well as the manpower is much cheaper and competitive to go for outsourcing. Government support, fiscal and tax incentives given to outsourcing firms of specifically some countries in India too, there are incentives. So these to people more to invest that kind of business strategy for outsourcing those competencies and capabilities to elsewhere in the world, those are willing to invest in that. Procurement BPO areas. That can be outsourced tactically buying or international purchase order processing. It is one activity as we stated in earlier too. It is very tactical buying. So it is possible that we can have a BPO towards that. International purchasing office. So every there are countries there are purchasing offices are available, so we can interact and then get space and facilities. So it's much easier to lies with the local vendors and supplier and customer based on what we are looking for. Strategic and global sourcing, best cost country sourcing. So because it is strategy and global all windows are open, so we can look for best cost countries for sourcing. Procurement, automobile application hosting. So procurement is one activity which can be easily outsourced. Automation. Automation is most set of processes and procedures which are followed repeatedly with much lesser of manual intervention, so as the automation process can be easily outsourced. Application hosting, as it is remote and we can access any elsewhere in global is very small in the network, so it is more of a technological fiat, so we can use for hosting applications as an activity outsourced. Sourcing help desk. Help desks are more towards giving product related as well as technical or problem related, which are more standard. So this can be put up in the format, so it can be easily given as at a back end. So this BPO can work as a sourcing of helping the customer their queries and solution, and if it is to be resolved, still can be routed through the company as the need may be. Technical help desk, transformation, mainly consulting from improvised process and procedures. Procurement researchers, category researchers, or any specific research we are looking for our procurement activity, it can be outsourced. Executive recruitment and staffing, which I say HR, facilities are available, so we can identify, there are even sites available to provide this kind of facility where they have a large databases through which we can look for a shortlisting candidate prior to appointment and prior to meeting, interviews and appointment. Training, it can be online training or face-to-face training, depends upon the company needs. There are facilities and offers from various organizations available which can be outsourced. Spend profiling, materials code, standardization, e-cataloging, etc. Because again, it is set of standards which we will be following, which is all one time and then corrected based on the need. Time to time, it can be outsourced once in a while, so as it can be easily outsourced. Again, a particular company, country where it's leading. In Philippines, is quoted here, Philippines, destination for procurement offshore outsourcing. More and more companies are looking for outsourcing location. The Philippines has taken lead in call center, financial services and other BPO services. As we stated here, literacy level as well as the competency of people are much higher with various categories, and of course the cost is more optimal. Naturally, this goes to the Philippines is in spotlight. Filipino professionals have broad range of capabilities from management to technical know-how and consultative and customer service mindset and interpersonal aptitude, which are all given to them through training, education, and as well as the strategic in nature of the country. So this kind of capability helps countries to go for this for outsourcing. English speaking proficiency is very good, and they have an affinity to Western culture. They are very adaptable to Western culture, and English, their diction is good, and their understanding of English is very good. Manpower cost and competitiveness with the US rates we spoke about some time before. TransProcure is a leading global procurement solutions and service provider whose vision is to make the Philippines the procurement capital of the world. This is in process, and procurement offshore outsourcing is a strategic decision required requiring serious considerations, which we spoke about. Thank you.